Slide 1. 2024 Annual Conference on Independent Living. Back to the Future. Presented by the National Council on Independent Living. Alt text, conference logo, Black Sans Serif text says, A Back to the Futurea. To the right, digital font in bright, bold orange says, A2024A. Underneath, NCIL logo, National Council on Independent Living Annual Conference on Independent Living. Slide 2. A General Overview of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, CRPD. July 25, 2024. Isabel Hodge. Leanne Nylon. Alt text, USUPD, United States International Council on Disability, logo and We Support CRPD logo. Slide 3. Objectives. History of the UNCRPD. State Party SA Obligations. Implementation and Monitoring of the CRPD. Role of People with Disabilities and Their Organizations. Update on Ratification by the United States Senate. NCIL International Subcommittee. Slide 4. Purpose of the Convention. To promote, protect, and ensure the full and equal enjoyment of all human rights and fundamental freedoms by all persons with disabilities, and to promote respect for their inherent dignity. Slide 5. History. Drafting began in 2001. Other human rights instruments addressed disability. Convention was necessary to address more comprehensively the challenges facing persons with disabilities and to protect and promote their rights through a legally binding instrument. OCR commissioned a study. Slide 6. History, NGO activities and strategies. Form NGO caucus, issue position papers, prepare joint strategy AA total consensus position A. Lobby GOFs, place NGO reps on government delegations. Draft text for GOFs to introduce, perform legal analysis of existing text. Issue advocacy newsletters naming and shaming GOFs / complimenting GOFs. Brief UN missions prior to meetings. Engage with decision makers back home in capitals. Slide 7. A paradigm shift A from welfare to rights. Persons with disabilities are no longer considered as a objects of charity, medical treatment, and social protection, but rather as a subjects with rights, capable of claiming those rights and making decisions based on their free and informed consent. Persons with disabilities are active and equal members of society. Slide 8. Overall structure. Preamble. Introductory articles, Articles 1 and 2. Articles of general application, Articles 3 to 9. Specific articles, Articles 10 to 30. Implementation and monitoring measures, Articles 31 to 40. Final articles, Articles 41 to 50. Slide 9. General principle, non-discrimination. Includes direct and indirect discrimination. Reasonable accommodation must be made for persons with disabilities. Reasonable accommodation, a necessary and appropriate modification and adjustments not imposing a disproportionate or undue burden, where needed in a particular case, to ensure to persons with disabilities the enjoyment or exercise on an equal basis with others of all human rights and fundamental freedoms. Slide 10. Rights in the Convention. Alt text, globe with three people inside. Slide 11. Monitoring. States must establish monitoring at the national level to implement and monitor the rights of women, men, and children with disabilities. Art 33. Specific national monitoring requirements. Slide 12. Convention bodies. Conference of States Parties, COSP. Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Slide 13. CRPD Committee. Examines reports submitted by states. Develops a list of questions in response to state report. Engages in dialogue with state. Issues concluding observations and recommendations to reporting state. Drafts general comments interpreting the treaty. Consideration of individual communications and undertaking of inquiries, as provided under the optional protocol. Slide 14. Special Rapporteur on Disability. Role of the Special Rapporteur on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Alt text, a woman in a black suit looking at the camera. Slide 15. Current status. CRPD ratifications/accessions, 191. Optional protocol ratifications/accessions, 100. Slide 16. United States A current status. July 2009, U.S. signed the CRPD. May 2012, transmitted to the U.S. Senate. July 2012, hearings in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. December 2012, vote on the floor with the full Senate, 100 senators, a two-thirds vote needed. July 2014, Senate Foreign Relations Committee voted 12-6 to send the Disabilities Treaty to the full Senate. Slide 17. U.S. community support. Over 800-plus disability organizations. 26 faith organizations. 20 veterans service organizations. Chamber of Commerce, USPLUN, ITIC, ISPO, and over 50 businesses. Slide 18. Opposition A some myths. Ratification will infringe on U.S. sovereignty, make it binding on domestic law, and will create opportunities for new lawsuits. Will put a UN committee of experts in charge of U.S. law. Will harm parental rights of parents of children with disabilities and impair their right to homeschool. Aim to endorse abortion rights and funding around the world. Slide 19. NCIL International Subcommittee. Facilitate global collaboration and dialogue for SILS and IL advocates. Encourage international contributions to Subcommittee EAS work and goals. Represent NCIL to World Independent Living Network, WIN. Promote internation visits for exchange of information and collaboration. Learn more, www.ncil.org. Slide 20. World Independent Living Network, WIN. WIN is a network of independent living centers all over the world. IL activists gathered and held Global Independent Living, IL, Summit in Washington, D.C. in 2017 and made the agreement to establish Global Network of Independent Living Centers AA. WIN promote establishment of new IL centers worldwide, especially in developing countries A. Slide 21. Questions? Slide 22. Contact. Isabel Hodge. Executive Director. United States International Council on Disabilities. Email, ihodge@usicd.org.